Winter weather is upon us. This is Lisa Berry, and most of Southeast Michigan is under a winter storm warning from 10 o'clock this evening through noon on Saturday. And with at least a half foot of snow expected, the Washtenaw County Road Commission is no doubt gearing up to be busier than usual. So we're checking in with Road Commission Director of Operations, Jim Harmon. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lisa.
I feel like we should talk quietly right now because I'm thinking a lot of your crew is either sleeping or resting up for a big night. Is that accurate?
Quite the opposite.
No,
trucks are beginning to come back to the yards to get prepped for this evening and early morning main event.
What does that mean, get prepped?
That means going over the equipment, changing any blades that might need to be changed on the plow trucks, getting things properly lubricated, and at the end of the day, we'll have everything loaded with salt and brine and topped off with diesel fuel and ready to go when they report early tomorrow morning.
I'm assuming at the Washtenaw County Road Commission, you have a pretty accurate weather system that you can track the snow. What time do you think you're really going to get busy tonight?
We think tonight it'll be very early in the morning. About between 3 and 4 o'clock, we think things will begin to ramp up significantly. We have to pace ourselves because we know it's going to be a long weekend, and the drivers will be in these plow trucks for extended period of time tomorrow and most likely having to come back in Sunday to help clean up the secondary road system.
So will they be working overtime? What kind of shifts are you looking at?
Absolutely. Of course, the regular work week, Monday through Friday, so we're talking Saturday and Sunday is overtime. What the plan is at this point, we have a four-person night patrol crew that works on the state trunk line highways, so I-94, M-14, US-23, those types of roads. We do that under contract with the Michigan Department of Transportation. We provide that service for them, and they fund that service. So we're going to have those four drivers in at 8 o'clock tonight, and they'll be operating countywide on the state trunk line highways. Traffic volumes come way down, so they're able to cover a lot of mileage and address any slick spots that appear as the light snow begins, 11 o'clock this evening, roughly. And we've pre-scheduled the rest of the workforce, the entire workforce, all the drivers, operators, will report to work at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. The timing of the storm such, we're actually going to have an earlier start than we normally do. Usually when we have to come in early, Lisa, we'll report to work at 4 a.m. to get a jump start on the morning commute. The timing of this storm and the amount of snowfall rates are such, we're going to come in a little earlier. And then that crew countywide, that group of drivers, they'll be operating throughout the storm. The storm is forecasted to eventually turn into rain, so it'll probably get pretty sloppy. And they'll work through that, and we'll work into the early evening. Then we'll probably send everybody home. We'll bring that four-person night patrol crew back in for any refreezing on the state highways. Again, traffic volumes come way down. And then have everyone report back to work early on Sunday, probably 4 a.m., and attend to the major road system where necessary. And then they'll go into the subdivision streets throughout the county and the gravel roads. And we've got hundreds of miles of both those types of roads that we'll need to work on. Really working hard to assure everybody we will be on all of those major routes. We have a full crew call in, and we'll be working throughout the storm and after the storm ends, maintain mobility and get the road system cleared in time for Monday morning. That's our goal.
You think it's going to be a whole weekend cleanup?
I do.
Do you necessarily get calls from residents saying, where are you? What's happening? Why isn't my road cleared?
Absolutely, and that's perfectly fine. We appreciate that. You know, it gives us an opportunity to respond to them, let them know where we're at, when we predict that we'll get to their community, get to their secondary road, and it also allows us to educate them on some of the limitations that we have in terms of resources and personnel.
You see it on social media, and you hear people talk about it when there's a big storm like this, and a lot of people say, I didn't see any trucks, I didn't see any crews out there. What can you say to assure people that you are out there and you're working as hard as you can?
First of all, I appreciate those concerns. They come in. We can't be everywhere at once. We have to start somewhere. That driver has to start somewhere and end somewhere. And they usually make multiple rounds on a section of roadway or roadways. If there's a crash, it really impedes our ability to perform services. We're out there in the congestion and the stoppage with everybody else, but we work hard to assure everybody we're well aware of the storm event. We've done our planning. We're deployed. We're out there doing the best we can to try to maintain mobility, even when the snow is exceeding our ability to clear the roads. We're still out there working. Once those snowfall rates start to come down and we can start getting caught up, then we really can start to make some headway and get the pavement cleared. But it's important the motorists understand that there will be a period of time where things won't be as convenient. The road may be snow-covered. It may be icy. And it's incumbent on all of us to slow down and drive according to those conditions until we can get everything cleared.
We had that surprise snowstorm in November. It seems like it's been relatively quiet. Where are you budget-wise? Are you ahead, behind? How does it compare to last year?
We're ahead. Last year, there was more sustained events, regular events. We've replaced our expenditure on winter with doing a lot of non-winter work. So budget-wise, we're doing fine. We're not using the amount of fuel and salt materials and overtime that we typically do for a given winter. But what it's allowed us to do is redirect our attention on a lot of pent-up work, patching roads, dealing with areas where there might be a drop on the edge of the road and drawing that shoulder material back up, dealing with drainage issues. The ground really isn't frozen, so we've actually been able to replace a few culverts to restore drainage. Tree trimming, where we've got dying trees and dead trees, and residents have called and said, can you come out and deal with this? We've been able to actually go out and do some of that important work that we otherwise wouldn't be able to do because we'd be plowing snow.
How bad do you think it's going to be? Do you have any way of knowing for drivers?
For the event tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think there'll be a period of time, particularly between, roughly 5 in the morning, 3 in the morning to 8 in the morning, probably peak snow, where the snowfall rate's going to be pretty significant. Some wind, so might be some blowing and drifting where visibility might deteriorate. The snowfall might exceed our ability to get around the roads and clear them. So things could become snow covered. If you don't have to drive in that, don't. But if you do, really encouraging motorists to slow down and drive according to those conditions and give our drivers lots of space. So that they can do their snow plowing operations safely.
Washtenaw County Road Commission Director of Operations Jim Harmon, thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
You are welcome. Be safe, everyone.